Then my mum said, okay, if you want to go, I support you. I sponsor you. For me, the time was quite a lot, really.
Yeah. That's a big responsibility. They pay for your competition and you just go for the sake of like, I just want to experience.
So now I want to full force. Full force is not doing on the training. I also ask people for jump the money. 20,000 every month.
Crazy. So in your mind, you memang tahu you akan menang ke? So you just go for the sake of like, I just want to try. The person that sitting next to me here is number one world junior. Saya tak tahu. Nobody greet you, nobody say congratulations, no nothing. So
got my family.
Why do you still masih nak compete? Because you know most people that compete open akan new substance. What does it takes to be world natural junior bodybuilding champion? Today our guest is gonna share his secret on how he reduced his body fat to a single digit as a natural bodybuilding athlete. Before we begin, I'm in a mission to reduce 1% obesity, and you can help me in this journey by liking and sharing this video with your friends. Welcome to season 2 episode 34. Without further ado, please welcome our guest.
Presley, actually I'm drop, is it called drop from school?
Oh,
is it? Yes.
As in like you berhenti sekolah?
Yes. Yes, correct. I didn't get my PMR. I also didn't get my UPSR. UPSR I got. I didn't get my SVM.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I since, previously I'm a problem guy. Okay. During the secondary school,
okay.
I changed.
Okay, so when you say problem guy, what do you mean by problem guy? Like, what do? Do you bully people, or you being bullied, or you run away from school, or?
No, starting is run away from school.
Okay.
Okay. So after that, I
keep
bully.
Thing.
Yes. Then I kena bully.
Okay.
After that, I bully people.
Normal. Okay.
Okay. So the story like this, the story happened. Then after that, until my form 4, actually, I transfer. Is it called transfer? I changed the transfer around 6 school, right?
Wow. Ni memang budak nakal ni. Okay.
So that's the thing. So, because that time, okay, why I start into fitness? Because that time my physique, okay, is really curious. I think with my height is about 173.
That's my height.
I think. Okay, but my weight that time is about 44.
Wow. Something. Wow, that's really curious. Yeah.
Okay, so plus I'm the problem anak.
Okay.
So my parents, my family is always ask me.
Are you the youngest one?
No, I'm the eldest.
Oh, okay. Yes. Strange. Okay.
My family asking, are you taking drugs or anything? Why you so
skinny?
Yes. Like this. Then but that's shock ma after listen that thing.
Yes.
I know taking drugs by talking with the drug. You know, have to go gym. Why I decided to go gym? Because that time ngam in Puchong, because I'm thinking in Puchong. The one gym coming up. Okay. I'm not sure you heard before or not. Gorgeous Fitness.
Yes, pernah dengar.
In Bandar Puteri Puchong. Yeah, so because few of my friends are going there.
Oh, I see.
Then, okay, then I want to go gym. Then starting there, I'll start my fitness gym.
So from we all can understand, the real reason is because your mom accused you taking drugs because you're so skinny. Itu je lah.
And also, of course, they are also worry about my health.
Okay, you rasa why you so skinny?
Because I'm a problem, anak. I'm always wake up in the night, sleep at the daytime. So and not eating for anything, always go drink.
Okay, understand. Okay, so your journey started from there. Lepas tu apa journey? I saw your photo. You go out with your friends to the gym. First it was a hardcore gym. It wasn't a Gorgeous Fitness gym because I nampak the gym too lama-lama punya gym.
No. My first gym is Gorgeous.
Gorgeous gym.
Yeah, okay. But sometimes I go to visit other gym.
Other gym. Okay.
So we will see the photo in hardcore gym is when I visit the gym.
Is it like, okay. Lepas tu?
Lepas tu, then after that, I work out for a year. Then I starting to work.
Okay.
Because at that time, when I started to work out, I worked as a waitress.
Okay.
The restaurant waitress. Then after that, I want to work in the gym because I want to get my membership free.
Right.
Then I go interview Gorgeous Fitness as a customer service.
Right. Okay.
So when I interview...
Strategy.
When I go to the customer service, I want to interview, but say, hey, ngam ngam the fitness in the fitness department the light of training.
Okay.
Since you are training for like you have a 1 year experience, why don't you just interview for the fitness department?
Uh-huh.
Then just go to interview for the fitness department and yeah, jadi trainer.
Trainer lah. Okay. This is a question for some of the listener viewer, mungkin the other parents kan. Were your parents concerned lah? Because you first you tak belajar betul-betul. I assume lah. Because you say you stop belajar kan. And tiba-tiba you stop, you become a waiter, then you become a trainer. What did your parents say when you choose to become a trainer?
That time before the trainer, I do too many bad things really.
Okay.
My parents said, if you're serious to find a job, no matter it's waiters or what, then just go away.
Okay.
If you go a trainer, just go away. We support you.
So very supportive.
Yes.
I want to relate a bit your story. My story is almost the same. Because of fitness, changed me. I was mixing around with wrong friends. They take a lot of drugs. I was one of them also. So I'm trying to understand. Okay, you're naughty, naughty, naughty. Suddenly, you stop like that, Rene.
No, because same like you, almost the same. Because when you go into fitness, you have certain goal you want to hit.
Correct.
Then you notice that if you back to the life like this, you sleep at always in the every time in the morning.
Right.
Then sure, you don't have energy.
Agreed.
Don't have any power to go to the work for the next day. Ma. And also, you don't have the energy to the work.
Agree.
So, because that time I also quite smoke.
Okay.
I smoked for 10 years.
Wow.
Then I decide to stop. It's just one thing that I want to get a better physique.
Right.
That has straight away stopped.
Right.
I don't contact with my friends. I still contact lah, but when you ask for go for the clubbing or the party anything, okay, no. I just want to go back and sleep.
Right.
And eat my thing.
Right.
And go to train.
You were doing by yourself. No one ajak you go to the, because like my story, it was my housemate. He go to the gym. So hey, come now, follow me to the gym. So I got somebody ajak me to the gym. For you?
I go for myself.
Okay, there's something must happen there. So sorry, I have to ask this kind of question because usually what make us change must be a very serious thing that happened to us.
Well, you asked a question about what you make me to look back. And actually what I think, what I'm thinking, what happened actually last time. Okay, if one reason is because when last time when I party, and I'm always go to like do the jar thing. Actually, I don't have the direction.
Okay.
Actually, I'm confused about my life at the time. So when I just people what ask me, Zoom, go party, Zoom, go shake your head.
Okay.
then I just go only. Because when I went there, I reach a place, even I don't drink much.
Right.
Even I don't take anything. But what I think is I just entry the club and just look around.
Okay.
That's it, maybe just smoke and look at everyone to party or dance and every day. Mm-hmm. Just smoke and just look for them to do the thing lah. I noticed that every time when I go, I also know drunks. I also is, my conscience is clear.
Right.
Every time.
Right.
So until every time the party is finished, I'm the one who carry everyone to go
left. Okay.
Okay, maybe it's when that time I don't have the direction. Okay. I'm really confused about my life. I don't know what should I do. But suddenly, fitness coming to me. Right. Then I noticed that, I want to change because I found that thing I can focus.
I understand.
And I can do.
I understand.
And do.
Okay, I understand.
I think this is the reason that,
one of the reasons.
Yes.
Okay, kita panggil ni life crisis. Kan every stage of life kita ada midlife crisis, early life crisis. Probably for him because he's the eldest in the family. Probably your mother keep telling you, "Hey, boy, what you want to do? Oh, this, that, this, get the life, lah." Probably. And maybe he's not sharing that part. I don't know, again. Because for him to tiba-tiba tukar must have something that really make him, though. Like for my case, like I say, lah, my best friend. Okay, now we understand. Okay, daripada budak nakal, tak pergi sekolah, semua tiba-tiba go into fitness. Okay, start your story from becoming a trainer.
Okay, after I become a trainer, I just do the simple thing. I didn't know that, I want to compete one day. No, I just go, I want to make myself fit, I want to make muscle grow, I want to make the physique much more better, look good in neck.
Understand?
Yeah, that's only the reason that I doing this, keep doing this.
Okay.
And also, Then suddenly one of the senior, because we work in the same gym.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a he's old guy lah.
Mm.
I think he's previous Mr. Malaysia that time.
I see.
Because I met him that time. He almost close to 7 years old already.
Wow.
I think now he's 60 something.
Wow.
Maybe. But still here lah.
Wow.
60 something, 70 something like that.
Yeah.
Then he went that time I remember when do I doing the payback? With the matrix machine.
Wow.
I remember. Then they come to me. Hey, you have the good structure. Why not you just go to compete?
Right.
And I never thought this before. Mm-hmm. Compete. What is it? I just know compete in like modeling.
Okay.
Like Manhunt.
Mm-hmm.
That time is hottest hunt.
Yeah.
You know, for the Chinese magazine. That time. Compete in bodybuilding. What is it?
Mm.
Then I start looking. Go by who popular, buy the magazine to watch, to see. So, this is bodybuilding, something like this. Then, maybe one day I can go for it.
Mm.
Then start from that day, I always ask his advice.
Okay.
What I have to do.
Okay.
Okay, for the next to achieve the physique to can go for the compete.
Mm-hmm.
Can go to compete. And he just me, because now you're still too lean.
Mm.
Too skinny.
Mm.
You have to build more mass.
Mm.
Then you just eat whatever you want. Eat whatever you eat until you want to vomit in every meal.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So then I always eat. Then because the restaurant I always work for last time is just nearby.
Mm.
So sometimes I just went to my restaurant that work. I always eat every meal. Eat until I vomit.
Wow.
And from one meal, only one plate of one bowl of nasi. I eat until every meal I have to eat around 3 to 4 bowls of nasi. So that time I used about 3 years to bulking.
Okay.
Let's say bulking, but bulking fewer.
I saw one of your photos. I was like, why are you suddenly fat? You pakai baju singlet hitam semua kan. Okay, then after that?
Yeah. So, because don't have, because not much information
during
that. Yeah. So we just.
That was 2015, right?
2012.
Oh, okay. Because you competed first was...
First was 2014.
I saw that photo.
Yes. Until, after 3 years, I started to meet him in 2011.
Mm.
Then 3 years, then might be 2014, is it? Yeah, 2014. Then I changed already. I don't work with Gorgeous.
Right.
I work with
Fitness First. Mm.
Yeah. But when I interviewed for the Fitness First time, my weight is about 90-something.
Right.
He's very fat.
Mm.
No wonder they interviewed me for around 6 times.
Oh, not convince him as a trainer.
Yes. Okay, then after that, I muscled Fitness First. Then, actually, for the first competition, is the accident.
Okay, why?
Okay, because for the first competition in bodybuilding, I don't really do the prep yet.
Okay.
I just on stage with my 100 kilo body weight.
But I saw the photo macam ada shape and you junior kan?
Yeah.
But you compete dengan open kan?
No.
Not that one?
No, that one. It's another one. That time happened is because I go, because my colleague from Fitness First, he compete in that, I think the competition name is Mr. Gym 1 Malaysia.
Okay.
Okay, in Antapurit, Sri Petaling that time. So I just demand they begin to compete. Okay. Then after that, I just simply ask, you have junior. Because I think I'm junior. Junior. Yeah, got junior. How many got? Two only.
Oh, tahu. Masuk lah. About 17, kan? Tahu.
Then, masuk. Because you know, when you go to competition, you have to shave and everything. I even the positive tank also don't have anything. I just use my, I think over 30% of body fat.
Right.
Then, okay lah. I just pay the registration, then I can get the money. Can I just go? I just go to the Guardian to buy the shave, to go to the toilet, shave, anything. Because at that time, I wear the underwear is ambasagi.
Right.
So I just put on my ambasagi and then go on stage. Even then, I don't know all the posing. Okay, the front double bicep, everything. So the three of us on stage, when they are just asking, front double bicep, I have to see the others, what to do with their hand.
Right.
Yeah. This is an accident and also my experience about my first time competing.
Okay. So I nak kongsi dengan you guys then. salah satu strategi kalau you nak dapat medal lah kan, you masuk kategori yang heavyweight. Okay, sebab this is not the first time I hear. I pernah nampak juga orang compete for Mr. Clan Parade ke apa. Very random dude. Kan banyak orang kan, beratur kan. Then if that category, like him exactly berapa orang masuk. If that category kurang dari 3 orang, you masuk. Because you be top 3 already. Kan? So for him, he masuk, accident, masuk cincai. And you got number what? Number 3 lah.
Number 3.
Last place lah. Kan? Last place lah. Still, you bagi tahu orang, look, I got 3rd place for bodybuilding. Kan? So I understand. Memang ada orang buat macam tu tau. Memang ada orang buat macam tu. For fun ni. Bukan nak jadi champion, just for fun. Okay, selepas tu. Okay. So that was the first time.
Yeah, that was the first time. After that, wah, cannot. You know when I on stage, wah, all the audience, they're talking is, you cannot hear one the thing, wah, gemuk, tolong lah. Kalau tak ada prepare, pari rumah. So when I push it, I
sakit.
Wah. Okay, after the conversation, I going back, then I tell my colleague, I really want to seriously die. Okay, I really want to compete serious for my first time. The answer, I dieting for close to maybe like six or 7 months.
Okay.
Then I start my first competition in Putrajaya.
Okay.
Yeah.
What category?
Still junior. Okay. Still junior and also with open.
So that preparation berapa lama?
I think it's about 6 months. Okay. Mm. And also with lack of the information to do this thing.
Okay, so share a bit. This is where most people are doing the same mistake lah. Okay, that 6 months, you memang decided to compete. Okay. How do you gain the information? Is it? I think that time baru YouTube pun dah naik dah kan? Where do you get this information about dieting?
When I starting my fitness journey, my English also is not really good.
Okay. And
until now, it's not good lah.
Okay.
Okay. So it's why when go internet to search how to prepare yourself. Oh, actually, you don't know. Because I don't understand also.
Understand. Okay.
So what I can do is I just always ask.
Okay.
Do you compete before? And also one of my colleagues is compete before, right?
Okay.
So some is he tell me what to do.
Okay.
But look back to that day, that time when I prepare is always back to zero carbs diet. Just go protein and protein.
Okay.
Diet only.
Faham? So that 6 months, that is the only thing you did.
Yes.
So what happened from 100 kilo ke 90 kilo?
100 kilo. 100 kilo. And until 77, I think that.
Okay, crazy. Okay, that's about 27 kg of weight you turun dalam 6 months.
And so do cardio, morning cardio every day.
Training
about 2 hours, and zero carbs. If for me now, I think I cannot do it.
I don't think. I mean, I did the same mistake. So I mean, everybody would do the same shit also lah. Because that is an assumption. We thought that to lose fat is to eat carbs.
Yes.
To lose fat to do a lot more cardio. That's our logic lah, last time. Okay, then you competed. Didn't get placing, right?
No.
Because you open categories semua. Okay. Then, after that, what happened?
Also, one of a colleague, another colleague.
Okay.
Okay. He's the, I think he's also the old generation of the bodybuilding. He know Abah Halim. Because that time, Abah Halim is organized the Putrajaya and then do the Soma selection for the Putrajaya.
Okay.
So, we have connection. This Abang Zack. Okay, Abang Zack bring me to Abang Halim to go for the selection for the Putrajaya.
Okay.
Yeah. After that, we selected for the Sokma team in Putrajaya. So then we continue the training and everything. But suddenly the Sokma competition said, oh, this year we have to cancel. Cancel for this thing. Because when I compete for my first competition at Freya that time, that is my first time competition that time. At that time, I really noticed, oh, if I'm the natural guy, I don't decide to take any drugs.
Yeah.
So it's rugi. I to compete with other guy with
taking
enhancing something. This is about rugi, because when you, I think everyone is mostly people is same. If you want to go to compete, you play for so long, you must want to go win. Experience the winning
of course.
Feel, something like that. Right?
Of course.
People don't think about, oh, I just want to win myself.
All right.
No, right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, everyone will win. So, after that, actually, I'm quite confused. Actually, I'm quite lost. If I want to step into this stage again, I want to compete with others, people like this. Did I really need to enhance myself? Did I really need to take anything? Because why I'm starting fitness is about my health. I don't want my family to worry about my health.
Right.
So,
okay, when you say that again, okay, we don't know lah whether they enhance or not, but we do understand, they say, if you want to compete in bodybuilding, you have to use. They say lah,
yes.
Who use or not use, we just ignore, okay? But they say, if you compete, you have to use, okay? You have decided to compete. Tak pernah kita rasa, yalah, I have to use lah, or else how to win? Because more people say that, right? Yes. Or else how to win? You have to use what? Okay. Why do you still pursue, masih nak compete, walaupun you compete as a natural? Because you know most people that compete, open akan new substance. Why do you still not pursue, not compete as a natural?
That's why I don't compete again.
So that was the last time, lah.
Yes. That's why that time I go into Sokma, lah. Because Sokma, they have
tested.
It's quite strict on test. Yeah. So I think Sokma maybe is the one of the way that I can go.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, he is searching for competition yang fair because he not compete naturally. Okay, now we're going to go into the topic of you compete in the natural competition, the first competition. Yang saya nampak kan dalam gambar tu adalah he competed in IMBA. I mentioned to him earlier, I competed in IMBA back in Australia when I was in Australia. So logic lah. For him, he flew, dia terbang ke New Zealand and compete in New Zealand. Okay, share with us that journey. What makes you decide, like, you know what? I want to go to New Zealand. I want to compete. Like, where you get this idea?
Okay. So actually, okay. Back to just now, Sokma like that, the Sokma cancer. Actually, I quite depressed. Don't have any drug test platform for me to perform.
Right.
Then I quite depressed at the time. So after that, I drop out from the fitness industry. I go to work in that property agent.
Okay.
In about 1 year.
Right.
That time I still feel I lost my passion.
I consider that you're disappointed lah.
Yeah.
Putus asa dah lah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's the thing. Then after that, when I work as also the property agent, then accidentally I saw IMBA.
IMBA, okay.
Yes, the natural bodybuilding. Overseas have the Natural Bodybuilding Federation.
Right.
Okay, have the platform. Maybe I should try. Because at that time, my age is about 23. And also, it's my last year for junior. Yeah. Then, why not just go for it? Just go for a try.
Right.
Then, after that, I decide to go for this.
That is a big risk, tau. Itu adalah risiko yang tinggi. Kenapa I ask this question is because many people, they want to go to a competition that they can win overseas. Kan? So, in your mind, you memang tahu you akan menang ke?
Then go lah.
So you just go for the sake of like, I just want to try.
No, because maybe I just want to give, because that time is my last year of junior. So maybe I just go, even one win or no win, I just go lah. Because this is a natural bodybuilding,
right.
Something, the place that I think is fair for me,
right.
Then I just go lah. I just go to complete my junior, then even one or no one, then.
At least satu matlamat dalam hidup you nak buat juga. You know, the bucket list lah.
Yes.
I want to compete natural as a junior. Okay, faham.
So, like that lah. So, then I go. I asking quite a lot of people.
Right.
About including my family. And my ex-girlfriend. Means my wife. No.
Ex-girlfriend, my wife. No. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Because I surprisingly, I get support from that.
Nice. When you say support, apa maksud?
Okay, because that time I no money.
Okay.
Everything have to by myself.
Of course.
Okay. Then my mom said, okay, if you want to go, I support you. I sponsor you. Flight ticket.
Wow.
Well, I still remember that time flight ticket is about 3,000 plus ringgit. For me, that time was quite a lot.
That's a big responsibility. They pay for your competition. And you just go for the sake of like, I just want to experience. Okay, bukan macam, okay mom, I'm gonna guarantee to win. Let's just go for experience, but I understand. Okay, go ahead.
When you go to OC you compete, you also stay for a long time.
Of course.
Maybe you go travel somewhere, right? Because the budget problem, I just went to New Zealand for only 4 days. Go there, compete, relax for one day, then go back.
Faham? Okay, now, just to let you all know, walaupun he planned just to go there and compete to gain experience, he won. He won his division, am I right?
In junior.
In junior. So can you share, after you win your competition, do they provide that urine test?
Okay. Actually, they didn't know.
Oh, no, because I think it's junior.
Maybe. Yes.
Because masa I compete at Melbourne too, I won overall and open. So kalau, assuming if I'm a junior, probably they tak check because it's expensive tau, to do the test. Asada punya test is not cheap. They hire outside people to go to the competition and do the urine test and they send to lab. Memang mahal sebenarnya. So I kena because I won my division and overall, and I share the experience bila the natural punya competition macam ni. After you menang, as you step down the stage, there will be somebody, male or female or whoever lah kan, yang akan datang, introduce himself. Hi, I'm whoever from Asada. We have to do your urine test. That was my first experience. I was like, oh, okay. Okay, je lah kan. But after winning, take photo, shake hand, whatever, that person still follow me tau. He follow me. He make sure that I didn't run away. And after take photo, then he will remind me, Mr. Kamarul, please follow us to the toilet. We need to do the urine test. Then he explain the agreements, semua kena sign semua, specimen A, specimen B, that I kencing dalam tu. After kencing, then they seal. That's my first time experience. And bila I kencing, that person is looking at my penis.
Yes.
You buka, then they tengok je. I was like, oh my god, this is so weird. Because you cannot pee. Kan? But I just not share this part. There's so difference when you compete natural and tested and untested. Because I pernah compete IBB Australia juga. I was very small. Because they're all huge as motherfucker. But anyway, okay. That's the New Zealand part. Okay, after you compete in New Zealand, you won your class. Then what happened?
Then I come back. When I won my class, the organizer asked, hey, you already qualified to the Natural Olympia IMB. So we did just inform you lah. So you're already qualified to there. So actually I'm not decided to go. Got is another fee.
Yeah, okay.
To go to the US.
Yeah.
To compete for the Malaysia. Then okay, it's just too far for me. Okay. So after I won this thing, I think I'm done.
Right.
I'm done. I just continue back to my work. Something like that. Okay. When I'm back to Malaysia, people always ask, because my friend is know this thing.
Okay.
And they say, hey, why don't you just go. This only the opportunity because you are also the last year of junior.
Betul.
Then why not you just go and try? But then starting from there, I was really thinking. And thinking because you still have only 2 months time.
Right.
To prepare.
You compete for world also, right? No, before you go to
Olympia.
Olympia, you compete
to the world.
So world is few weeks before.
1 week before Olympia.
Okay, so how do you decided, like just like you kata, fee nak pergi New Zealand pun mahal. Nak compete Olympia lagi lah mahal because you ask kan, how tiba-tiba you boleh masuk world pula?
Okay, because that time I not decide anything.
Okay.
So after that, maybe it's time to finish this bodybuilding
thing. Okay.
So, and also finish the junior category.
Okay.
It's only in the life only one time.
Right, true.
Yeah. Okay lah. Just go lah. So now I want to full force.
Okay.
Okay. Full force is not doing on the training. I also ask people for pinjam the mic.
Wow.
Pinjam duit.
Wow.
Pergi day.
Wow.
Total fee, total pinjam is about 20,000 ringgit.
Crazy. That time.
So that's why after I finish US, I every month
pay back. Crazy. Okay. Before we discuss the payback one. So your preparation to the Worlds, then to Olympia. Why not terus pergi Olympia aja? Because you already qualified, what?
Because what I know is every time world is before one, well, it's 1 week before the
Olympia. I see.
So we already go.
Alang-alang.
One shot go then.
I see.
That's why that time I find Wong Hong.
I see.
After New Zealand. Back at that. Because I'm quite lost. Then I say, I really want to full force this time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, kepada mereka yang tak tahu, saya nak bagi tahu, the person that sitting next to me here is number one world junior dekat IMBA punya federation. Saya tak tahu. Why? Because it was not spread. The news is not spread. Why? I pun tak tahu. So that's why I asked him, lepas menang nombor satu, IMBA, you come back Malaysia, nobody greet you, nobody say congratulations, no nothing. So,
got my family.
Huh.
And my wife.
Something is not right here. Kan? Because he buat nama Malaysia harum. My personal story, bila saya pernah compete in powerlifting also, I won number one in Asia. I told myself that I even do the commentary tau, my powerlifting, I will win. So I menang, Alhamdulillah. Overall best powerlifting. Nothing happened after that. So what did I do? I quit terus. That's why many of people that knows me in powerlifting, after the competition, I dah tak buat apa-apa dah. I quit because is this how you treat your athlete? Kan? Okay, I bukan nak salahkan Malaysia punya government ke apa. No, I just want to express myself as an athlete. That's why I invited him also, so he can share. So when you come back, nothing happened. Why do you still pursue? Why do you still want to compete as a bodybuilder? Because just now you mentioned, kan? Okay lah, one last time. One last time as a junior, I compete, I pinjam duit. Okay, I menang already.
Okay.
Then why do you still want to compete?
Okay. When I went to US that time, actually, I saw a lot. Actually, natural bodybuilder can have another opportunity.
Okay.
It's not just only... Oh, the market is not just only the bodybuilder.
Okay.
And also the natural bodybuilder.
I see.
This is the thing. Mm. That's why I quite... just when I'm coming back, so I confirmed that I'm not... Because before I go to the US, what I think is after the US, this competition, after my last junior, that I will start.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. But after I went there, when I come back, I say, why here don't have the strong community of the natural bodybuilding?
Right.
Then this is the thing.
Mm.
But that time, because I don't have any connection, I didn't have any resources, and if I don't have any money, so I just work hard only. But I tell myself that day, I tell myself, one day I need to build a community with you. This is one thing. That's why I just keep on to work. Then I choose my next competition is 2020 the time.
Right.
Because you know, in natural bodybuilding, for the bulking, the off season, you have to take the long time.
Of course.
2 or 3 years, something like that. So after 2017, when I come back, so I starting my off season in early 2018.
Mm.
So I tell myself, I at least need to have at least 2 years to off. To build better physique, to compete in another natural federation again, see whether they have any opportunity to bring the community to Malaysia.
Oh, so that's your main reason lah, you compete again?
Yes. Okay. So that time, 2020, I decided to go to the Taiwan, 2020. And then, after 3 weeks...
Taiwan 2022 or 20?
20, actually 21st.
Oh.
Okay, 21st, but 3 weeks out, MCO.
Oh, okay, now faham, okay.
Yeah, so MCO. But that's why I have this reason. That's why I always bring my friends and the people who follow me to bring them to like 2019 WMBF Singapore.
Right.
I always bring them to the others natural competition. Yeah. So because what I think is I want the community grow in Malaysia. That's why I always keep going on this.
Okay, we're going to discuss a bit regarding about the preparation for Taiwan. So I saw the photo. You started your journey off-season from 15% body fat. Go higher than that.
I don't really measure my body fat. But sometimes I know the body fat is because that day ngam-ngam I just measure in Fitness from the Tanita machine.
Right.
Then I get to know my body fat is like this. And before that, I just maybe like maintain. Something like that.
So yes, basically, you took the time off to put back on more muscle. Do you get fat or do you try your best to maintain your body fat?
No, actually, I get fat first.
Okay.
Get fat until 94.
But do you measure during that period or not? Like when you were 90 plus, do you know your body fat or is just like, I maintain 90 plus only?
90 plus, I don't know, but I really feel my mood, my emotional is getting lazy, then I decide to cut down.
I see. Okay, so his style is measuring based on how he feel.
Yes.
I tak encourage you guys because some people we can argue on this. Some people, when they use emotion, oh yeah, I still feel so fat, I will straight away cut lah. So when straight away cut, I think I'm lean really. I would not suggest to do what he's doing because he has already have enough experience. You already menang nombor satu dalam dunia. For sure, you got enough experience already. You know this is bad, this is good, this is, need to change or not. You already have the experience. For those yang tada experience, want to do mini cut ke bulking, don't use your emotion. Not a good way. That one cara salah. He already won number one. Once you menang nombor satu dalam dunia, you can do that lah. Okay. Anyway, kita continue.
And also one thing is, not just only the emotion. And I feel when I hit 90 something, my workout set finish, my recovery time need to take longer.
Right. They're out of breath.
Yeah.
Betul. Okay. Faham. So this is, he is sharing his own way. So my suggestion kepada anda semua kat luar sana, do not follow him unless you're number one. Okay. It's always best kalau you ada data. Okay. That's why I asked him like, do you start your journey from 15%? Because I saw the photo he took in Fitness First. His body fat 15% before he competed in Taiwan. Can. Okay. Then your preparation, MCO. So lepas MCO, you all out. You compete at Taiwan. This is the best part, guys. He competed in Taiwan. He won his division and he won the overall. Meaning he became a pro. He became a pro from there. Okay. Bila you dah jadi pro kat situ, when did actually you establish WMBF? Is it bila you dah menang the pro card, tiba-tiba you nak buat WMBF? Atau macam mana?
Why I choose WMBF? Is that time in Asia is only WMBF.
I see, okay.
Just one thing.
Singapore tak ada IMBA ke?
No. IMB in Singapore is last year.
Oh yeah, betul.
So the time, the first WMBF in Asia is Philippines. Then second is Korea. Then the third is Taiwan, then the Singapore. So it's only WMBF. So, but when I went to WMBF in Singapore 2019, because I mentioned that I bring my friends to compete over there, then I noticed that it's much more strict than that competition I compete before.
Right.
Because they are doing not just only drug testing, and also they have the polygraph test. So, everyone, before you step on the stage, you have to pass a polygraph. Only you can go to compete.
Wow.
That time I have the connection with the WMBF. So that's why I decide to bring WMBF to Indonesia. When I starting to talk with them, and when I decide to bring to here is, I think it's about in July the time.
Okay.
July 2022. Okay, in July before Taiwan.
Okay.
So after that, I told you.
Hey, kejap. Okay, then I'm confused. So you already decided to establish WMBF in Malaysia way before you nak compete. Because you say before Taiwan, right? Before Taiwan competition. Maknanya you memang dah plan lah. Okay.
But already talk with the HQ is before the Taiwan competition.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, then after that?
Then after that, I get the connection, I get the resources. Then I starting to find the team lah. Then to start the WMBF over here.
Okay. Now, back to what I want to ask is now the polygraph. So the first competition combination was last year again. And I also was lucky enough to interview your friend,
your partner.
And he mentioned about the polygraph semua. Ada tak people that want to compete, tiba-tiba they fail the polygraph before they compete? Ada tak? Okay, don't say name.
Okay.
But when that happened, what happened?
Then you'll be kena ban.
Oh, terus ban?
Terus ban. But they have to two chance.
Okay.
So one time polygraph you fail, and you have a second chance to do it.
Okay. So second chance, what?
Have a chance, same thing.
Polygraph again?
Yeah, polygraph again. Polygraph again. So, after you fail, then you kena ban.
Oh, damn kesian. Imagine, because you have to pay in advance, kan?
Yes.
Also, imagine, katalah I nak compete again. I masuk, I dah bayar semua, buat polygraph test semua. Then, you fail. Twice, fail, then two throws ban.
Yeah.
Belum naik stage lagi dah kena ban. Wow. Okay, that's very strict.
But what we do is we keep the, all these transparency. You will get the report. You will get the report after the test.
I see.
Then you can see actually what happened during the test.
I see. Okay, okay. Okay,
that's why why we decided to bring this is it's really transparent, okay, yeah, and also is quite strict with another federation.
I think one of my friends, juga, I do not want to give names. He is a competitive bodybuilder, enhanced lah. He commented regards on the polygraph. Dia kata, how do you want to measure, or what if there's someone out there that can lie towards to the polygraph and compete as enhanced? Macam mana tu? I tak tahu. I tak pernah try polygraph. And I think the reason why he commented, because he pun ada banyak kawan competed enhanced. Atau they enhanced tapi kata tak enhanced.
They want to compete in
natural, kan? So then I tak tahulah apa jadi. Sims, I discussed with Sims. Sims did mention that somebody said that should they do the polygraph or not? But you rasa the polygraph tu memang will help the federation.
It's not. I say, okay. When this thing come, if our federation have the polygraph, that means we can filter some of the people. You know, people that because in WMBF they have, because some federation have, you need to have 3 years clear. You need to have 5 years clear. But in WMBF rules is you will need to have 10 years clear.
Wow.
Because do you want to make fair with everyone? Right. So this is a rules. Okay. So it's, they always mention, 10 years drug fee. Okay. Drug fee. So in the polygraph testing, right? The polygraph examiner is always asked, in the past 10 years, are you taking the thing or not?
Right.
So he will asking a lot the question with, in the past 10 years.
Wow. Okay.
Something like this. Even the what? The what? The diuretic thing. Also the same thing.
Yeah. Wow, very strict.
Because it's what I think is, if I will this, then at least you can filter some people that are not enough 10 years clear, then they plan to compete
again. Okay. This is my assumption. Enhancement, bila orang guna steroid kan, it stick in the body for quite some time. Some people say 2 years, 3 years, I tak tahulah berapa lama kan. But when it's in the system, the muscle pun akan nampak, lebih senang nak faham lah, the easier way to understand lah. People that enhance and don't enhance, they look different. Not going to be the same. You can see. And people that enhance also know how to run away from drug tests. Because probably you're going to last in the system probably about, 6 months ke, 1 year ke, 2 years ke. So by doing so, the polygraph, it's much more strict because you have to be natural for 10 years. Then only you can compete. Mungkin 20 years ago, that person pernah ambil steroid. But after that, dia dah tak guna steroid. So that person punya badan will be very natural lah. Versus a person dah pernah guna steroid for 3 years ago, his or her body, it's still besar tau. It's still unnatural lah, if you ask me lah. If you ask me. From your personal experience as an athlete, do you think there will be many more natural pro athlete from Malaysia? Because you're the first one. Natural pro. We have a few pro athlete who are enhanced, okay, in Malaysia. But you are the first natural pro in Malaysia. Do you think there's more athlete will come from Malaysia?
I think yes. Okay. If we continue to spread this this education,
okay,
and create to bring this environment become much more better,
right.
I think yes, will be, yeah. Because when we organize the WMBF in Malaysia, we are not thinking that, we are not expect that, we have so much of athlete,
right?
Okay, what our goal is, don't really money.
Right.
Jangan rugi ke duit.
Right.
Enough already.
Oh.
Okay. Then, but surprisingly, we already broke the record in the previous Malaysia record in bodybuilding industry.
Which is?
the people registration as a participant.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So that's really surprising. Oh, actually, Indonesia have many natural athletes.
Okay, faham. Yeah. Adalah market lah.
Yes, market. So that's why I believe that, yeah, in natural bodybuilding and natural athlete is coming. It's speeding up.
Okay.
Okay. Then in the future, sure, you have many pro from religion.
Okay. Now you already share your personal journey. You already share about WMBF. And you also believe that Malaysia will have more professional natural athlete. What's your advice to the listener and the viewer that wants to compete or to participate in the natural competition?
Advice? You mean the beginner?
Let's say there's someone there like you before this. Clueless, don't know anything. I want to compete naturally instead of me go to New Zealand and compete natural. So now got WMBF. How can you advise to them who wants to compete naturally? Like I said, like beginner get advanced. What will you advise to them?
Okay, first, my advice is, the first thing is, you have to know where are you now.
Okay.
Because my experience is, people want to compete, but doesn't mean their body is ready.
Right, okay.
Because naturally need to take time.
Of course.
Because not only like 3 months or not only 6 months or maybe a year or 2 years.
Okay.
So you have to know where are you now first.
Right.
Or maybe what I advise is you can actually go to see how's natural natural bodybuilding competition their standard goes to what's the standard first.
Okay.
After see, then you can have the idea.
Okay.
If the guy who win who won, then what is the category they have?
Okay.
Then starting from there, you reflect yourself. Okay. Is I'm good enough to compete in the stage right now?
Okay.
So is the thing my advice.
So I can summarize. Correct me if I'm wrong. Make sure if you're not compete. Is your body designed untuk bodybuilding ke, fizik ke, apa? And also, can I say expectation?
Yes.
Expectation, you nak masuk macam him ke, masuk sukus ke, tapi tiba-tiba menang? Ke, you memang nak masuk untuk menang? Okay. What he mentioned juga tadi, that as a natural athlete, it takes longer time to pack on muscle compared to enhanced athlete. This is very true, yeah? Because you can tengok orang yang enhanced kan, within 1 year, they can gain a lot of amount of muscle because they put a lot of hormone. As for natural kan, 1 year maybe lah, they gain 3 kilo muscle, maybe lah. I don't know, for some people, they can gain more muscle. So it's not as easy as people that enhance. So if you are a person that nak cepat gain muscle, maybe you can go enhance lah. But if you're a person, I want to compete fair, join the natural competition with other people that are not enhanced also. Okay, to summarize apa kita boleh faham from his story. Number one, I cannot say find your goal because he tak tahu his goal in the beginning. He just cincai masuk aja. Okay. But my advice to you guys, make sure you find a goal, which competition you nak masuk, like as what he mentioned just now. Number two, you kena ada muka tebal. Like for him, he asks around during his time, even during my time, it's so difficult to find about diet and exercise. And that time, YouTube was very new to me. YouTube don't have people sharing about this is how you training for competition, tak ada langsung. He asks one veteran at Gorgeous Fitness about training and nutrition. And itu pun ajaran sesat juga. No carbo, can eat a lot of meat. So now you have the opportunity to Google and to ask people. Now, speaking of asking, how do the listener and viewer find you?
To follow my Instagram.
Okay.
To DM me on Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah.
So kepada you guys yang nak compete atau just want to ask question regarding about exercise and nutrition, please contact him personally in his Instagram. Also, I wish to thank you for coming over to my podcast, sharing your personal journey, and give awareness regarding about natural competition. Hopefully, the listeners, the viewers, nak experience atau nak compete naturally also, you can check out WMBF. What's the website?
WMBFNY.com.
So, kepada orang kat luar sana who wants to compete in the Tested Federation, give it a go dekat WMBF. Alright? So, having said that, bro, thank you very much for coming over.
Thank you, Rizwan.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for
me. No worries. Thank you for sharing your personal journey. And it's so amazing that I'm talking to someone that already won world number one. And it's so amazing. Like, oh, baru tahu hari ni. Okay? Alright, guys. Thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you.
Peace out.